Hello, welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. This ministry has been designed and put in position by God to train and equip the ordinary, everyday believer to do the work of the ministry and also to edify the body of Christ. We're starting a new subject today, and it's called The Forming of Godly Character, and this is part one from a nine-part series. Why is character or character forming important? What I've learned over many, many years of being a born-again Christian and also working in ministry is God is interested in character forming. Before we come to the Lord, before we get born again, we have the character of the world. And this can be seen by our actions and by the words we speak and also our decisions. It's God's desire and will to bring each born-again Christian into the calling that God had put into them at the very beginning. But to do this, God needs to put responsibility on the shoulders of a person, and the person's character has to be reformed from the world's character to a godly character. This takes time, and often it takes years. So what I suggest is don't be in a hurry. Let God work on your character to remove the things of the world out of your character and your decision-making and bring you into a godly character. It will take time, and as you grow in godly character, then God can trust you with more information, he can trust you with more responsibility and power in the kingdom. Don't be surprised as God works in your character that you see the difference between your old character and your new character. There's a 180 degrees difference between the character of the world and the character of God. Why is character or character forming important to God? It shapes your future and your opportunities. It will limit you in life. It will limit the level to which you can rise to in life or in God's kingdom. It will determine the level that you can be trusted with or at. It will determine the level of your responsibility. You are the sum total of decisions that you have made or not made in your life. God is very interested in your character and the character of people, and we have been given two choices. The first choice, you can allow yourself and your family to be formed by the world, and this could bring you into situations where you're against the law. Or two, you can allow yourself and family to be formed by the Word of God and by the Holy Spirit. The forming of your character is the first step that will lead you towards your destination in life or away from your destination in life or God's kingdom. God is interested in the character of a born-again believer particularly. God wants that character changed to become the character of Christ within that person, so they can take the weight of responsibility and decision-making. But also, God is interested in the character of that person not coming into corruption. Normally, as a person goes up in authority and responsibility, there is always the possibility of corruption. Let us now turn to some examples of men of character in the Bible and reaching their destinations. We see the first one, Moses, 40 years in the desert before God started to use him. In the 40 years in the desert, God was reshaping his character to be godlike because of the calling that he had on his life to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt. When God starts working on the foundation of your character, it may take some time. And you may say, like Moses, I've been in this position for 40 years. I'm in the desert. What's happening? Nothing seems to be happening to me. But God knows the correct timing. He knows how much time he needs and you need to build your character properly and also to bring you up to the position where he can start using in his kingdom. So again, I would say just be patient. Our second example is Joseph. 13 years he was in the Egyptian jail, but God was preparing him for leadership. You could actually say that Joseph was in the school of the Holy Spirit. It looked like he was not coming into the calling in life or for the kingdom of God, but God was still there. God was still working on his character. Joseph went from the jail in the morning to the palace in the evening. He became the second most powerful man in the known world, which was Egypt at that time, and next to the Pharaoh. The third example, Daniel. Daniel was made ruler over the whole province of Babylon, and we see this in Daniel chapter 2, verse 48. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were set in charge over the affairs of the province of Babylon in Daniel chapter 2, verse 49. These four examples are just given to you. They are people who would not compromise the truth, and they would not compromise doing what is right by God's standard, and they would not do the world's standard. It is time to see godly character once again in the body of Christ. There should be two major points that should develop in the character of a born-again believer as God works on their character. The first is becoming a person of no reputation, and the second point is humility. God is against pride, and pride is the thing that will lead a person into corruption or making wrong decision. So you will find in your character building process, God will work on your character in the area of being a person of no reputation, just like Christ was, and also he will work on humility and he will work against pride. Thank you for being with me today. The next part coming up is part two, and it's dealing with 8 points in the process of developing the character of God within a person. Thank you and God bless.